Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Goodness, Tammy is swooning. You're being brought back to a different time of your life.
Restless Heart, man. I just love that band. And Larry Stewart was the lead singer of Restless Heart, and he is joining two other lead singers for a great show, and it's called The Frontman. It also stars Richie McDonald from Lone Star.
Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you.
And Tim Rushlow from Little Texas.
I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Larry Stewart is with us from The Frontmen. Richie McDonald and Tim Rushlow, part of that. They're playing in Escondido in December. We got tickets to give away this morning during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm very happy to speak to you, as is Tam. And can we just start off by saying how impressed we are with your punctuality?
You know what? I don't know what happened to me. I'm never on time.
Well, maybe it was just something in the air today. It's so exciting to talk to you. First of all, you're taking me back to when I first started in country radio. It's so much of my life.
Oh, well, thank you. Man, you know, it's really cool to hear those stories. And it seems like the longer we go, the more great stories we hear about all of that. And, you know, the journeys of the 90s music. And I just think that a lot of that is really cool to hear some of these young people talking about the 90s music. But, yeah, I started back into the 80s. But don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't tell anybody.
Going on 4 decades. So it's really cool to do what we're doing with The Frontmen. And I'm glad that you are a part of that beginning for Restless Heart.
I have heard rumors, and you can go ahead and shut me down if you want. But I've heard rumors that the lead singers of groups can be somewhat diva-esque at times. And I'm wondering, if you can confirm or deny, and is even more so when there's three all on stage at the same time. Three frontmen.
Oh, dude, I'm definitely the diva.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm the oldest, so I get to do what I want.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Let me tell you something about the three of us. We went overseas and performed for the men and women in uniform, and it was like the coolest experience we've ever had in our lives. And we continued to do that in subsequent winters when our bands weren't touring. And, and we just really kind of grew together with performing together and got to hang, and we respected each other's music, and it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And a lot of respect for each other, and we decided to bring it stateside and put a tour together. And it's really working. There's no diva stuff going on here. We work hard. We respect each other. We love what we do when we hit the stage, and it's all good.
We are talking to Larry Stewart, and it's been such a joy to do so, man. Listen, we've heard good things about San Diego in December. There are worse places you could be in America. We're sure you know of that.
Cannot wait.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Larry.
Well, thank you so much. It's great talking to y'all, too, and thanks for your time.
Larry Stewart, along with Richie McDonald and Tim Russell, all part of the frontmen at California Center for the Arts in Escondido on December 4th. You can get your tickets at KSON.com, and you can hear our entire interview with Larry at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Hey, did you guys notice the big for sale sign at Petco Park yesterday?
That's
just
wild.
Hanging on the side. We were all kind of blown away. At least we were here in this studio by the announcement yesterday. The Padres are looking for a new owner. Our friends down the hall, Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Steve Woods joins us now. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Did you guys know about this?
No, not in advance, but I do think the day Peter Seidler died, and then all of the details came out. You know, you had the lawsuit between his widow, Sheil, and the brothers, Seidler.
Yeah.
This was always a real possibility that the team would end up selling. Everyone takes their cut and they go their separate ways. I think it was a matter.
Is that how it is with the family? I mean, yeah. That they don't really want to all work together and do that? Or...
Yeah, I do think, you know, out of the Seidler family, we know Peter Seidler loved owning the San Diego Padres.
He loved the Padres.
He loved the day-to-day. He mm-hmm. loved being at the stadium. He loved the meetings. He loved all of it. That was what he was put on earth to do, was help people and run a baseball team. I don't think any of his brothers can say the same thing. You know, that's not a knock on them.
It's just not their thing.
It's just not their thing.
All right, so let me ask you this. Is this a good or a bad thing, or is it way too soon to even speculate that?
You know, nobody wants to hear, we're going to have to wait and see, but it's really tough in sports radio. Hey, there's a big game tonight. Who's going to win? Well, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't work. And so I totally get it. Like, you can feel however you want. You can expect the worst is coming. You can absolutely expect that. I think you've been conditioned that way if you're a San Diego Padres fan. We were watching the playoffs, and the Mariners, you know, got eliminated after dropping two straight at home. And I go, I just can't wrap my head around what that feels like at all. And my wife, you know, longtime San Diegan, Hannah Nancaro Woods, just looks at me and she's like, yeah, it's because you weren't born and raised here pretty much. And I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. You do have to wait and see. Because at the end of the day, what if it's a fantastic owner that is committed to looking up the road and going, oh, why do they get all the attention?
Exactly.
This fan base, this city, deserved an owner like Peter Seidler for the next 25 years. You're never going to replace him, ever. But if you can find somebody that has that same commitment to winning, maybe it is a great thing.
So here's what we need. We need someone with stupid money.
Yep.
Who loves not just baseball, but loves the San Diego Padres, and will spend anything he has or she has to get us what we need.
That's right.
That's what we need. Is that too much to ask?
And somebody that absolutely hates losing to the Dodgers. That's my pie in the sky.
The most important factor.
Right.
That should be the number one.
Number one.
Hey, man, thank you. I would love to plug your show some more, but we're on at the same time, and that doesn't help us at all.
Makes sense. We're Ben and Woods, 6 to 10, 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you so much.
833-287-1037. Call right now. Take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You won't win enough money to buy the Padres, but you might win $100. If you're better than Tam, you're definitely going to win tickets to see the frontmen when they play Escondido in just about a month. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen that is going to be on a lot of people's wish lists, and I don't get it, is the brand new iPhone Pocket.
iPhone Pocket?
A knitted case, okay, for your iPhone with a strap that can be worn.
It's an iPhone carrier. Holder that you can wear like a purse?
Yes, but it looks like a freaking sock is what it looks like. It's ridiculous. I don't know why Apple had to be behind this, why Apple had to be a part of this. There's already a million different little iPhone holders you can wear around your neck.
Wait a second. This is an Apple-based product? This isn't some person just selling
it out of It's a new Apple accessory called the iPhone Pocket. And basically, it's a giant sock that you sling around your shoulder. And because it's specifically for Apple and it had some big designer do it, they cost anywhere from $150 to $230. I will post the picture on John and Tammy's Facebook page. You're not going to believe it.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm angry. I look at $230.
Woo!
Are you? Get a sock. You're right.
It's a sock.
Shoelace. Sock. Boom.
And by the way, don't your daughters knit?
My daughters, they both knit.
They could easily make that.
This is such a scam. Okay,
oh
listen,
God.
If you buy a $230 phone sock, you are an idiot. I'm sorry. Seriously, question your goals if that's something you're looking to get this year. Sorry about my outburst, but good God.
We're
spending enough money on a lot of things lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to spend $200-something on a sock. I got plenty of socks in my drawer. God, you got me all mad now. Look at you. This is your goal. This is what you wanted.
I just wanted to see you go off once you saw it because it's the most ridiculous thing for what it costs. You know how much that cost them to make?
Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, probably $5.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. It's a sock, John.
Coming this Christmas, the Apple sock. Yeah, it's a sock, and you're a moron. Merry Christmas from Apple. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Shelly is in Poway. Good morning, Shelly.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of the studio, please, Shelly.
Graham, Tam.
All right, good luck.
Shelly, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get
$100. Great, thank you.
Also, I remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thriller jumped to number 10 on the Hot 100 chart this week, making this singer the first to have top 10s in 6 decades. Who is he?
Michael Jackson.
It's Christmas music season. According to the song, how many reindeer does Santa have? 7, 8, or 9?
I'll say 9.
I just saw The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. According to the movie, what does the Tin Man want from the wizard?
A brain.
We celebrated Veterans Day this week, honoring vets of all of our military. Name all of the branches of the U.S. military.
The Marines, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force. I'm not sure if the Coast Guard counts, but that would be one as well.
And finally, 60 years ago this week, the first Pillsbury Doughboy was used in commercials. He is still used in commercials. What's his name?
Isn't it Doughboy? I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Let's get Tam back in.
Thanks.
All right, Shelly, what's your day looking like today?
I'm just driving into work.
What do you do?
I work in senior living.
Oh, okay. Very important. Tammy, yeah. Shelly today did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Thriller jumped to number 10 on the Hot 100 chart this week, making the singer the first artist to have top 10s in 6 decades.
Wow.
Who is he?
Michael Jackson.
1-1. It's Christmas music season. According to the song, how many reindeer does Santa have? 7, 8, or 9?
He has 8 reindeer.
You forgot Rudolph. He's got 9. So Shelly knew that. It's 2-1. Shelly. Tammy, I just saw The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. According to the movie, what does the Tin Man want from the wizard?
He wants a heart.
He wants a heart. Shelly went with the brain. That was a scarecrow. It's 2-2. By the way, how do you think the other two dudes feel when Dorothy says, I'm going to miss you
most
of
all? I know.
Hey.
He was there from the beginning, so.
They were all there from the
beginning. No, but he was the first one that she connected with.
All right. 2-2. We celebrated Veterans Day this week, honoring vets of all of our military. Timmy, name all the branches of the U.S. military.
So we have the Marines, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and Space Force.
Space Force.
Oh.
That's the coolest sounding, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Space Force. Yes, that's the one that Shelley missed. It's now 3-2 Tammy, and finally Tammy 60 years ago this week. The first Pillsbury Doughboy was used in commercials. He still is used in commercials. What's his name?
His name is Poppin' Fresh.
Poppin' Fresh. Shelley called him Doughboy, which is just body shaming if you ask me. Shelley, Tam beats you today by a score of 4-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to see the Frontmen. That's the lead singers of Restless Heart, Lone Star, and Little Texas, December 4th at California Center for the Arts in Escondido.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, Shelley. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Shelley Mpawe, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Last weekend, I've neglected to talk about something that was very glaring. Last weekend when I took my mom and my girlfriend to Vegas to see Barry Manilow and The Wizard of Oz, We were at the Park MGM, and so were a million Jessicas.
Okay.
You know why, don't you, Jessica?
Oh, that's because New Kids on the Block have a residency.
I'm telling you right now, dudes, if you're single and you're looking to mingle and you're looking for a specific demographic of female, go to Park MGM over the weekend because they're all there to see NKOTB.
So Jessica's, Stephanie's, and what would the other name be that's so synonymous?
Sarah's.
And Sarah's.
Yeah.
That you could probably yell those three names and have 3/4 of that crowd turn to look at you.
I went down to get coffee on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And there were 7 women in the elevator. Now, they could have been there for anything.
Sure.
But I just took a chance and said, how was the show? Oh, my God.
They were still like picking the confetti out of their hair. They were so excited. They were so happy. And just walking the strip, I noticed about 200 people in front of what I thought was the Crack Shack. By the way, a great fried chicken restaurant. There's one in Encinitas. It rocks. Shout out Chef Richard Blaze. And I was like, man, is the Crack Shack actually giving away crack? Because there's like 200 people in line.
Maybe they're just giving away free sandwiches or something.
But it turns out it wasn't for Crack Shack. It was next door. It was a little pop-up booth called Blockheads, which, as Jessica knows,
Blockheads are the fans of New Kids on the Block.
And this was a pop-up stand for merch.
Okay.
But 200 women.
Wow.
On a Saturday morning. And the show's not till like 9 o'clock at night. 200 for a t-shirt?
Well, no, because sometimes the guys show up at this.
Smart.
I will tell you, the New Kids on the Block, I think of all of those boy band groups of the 90s, are the most accessible. They really show up to things and do stuff with the fans. Donnie Wahlberg would, during their tour, when they go on tour, he'll be like, hey, I'm going to Waffle House at the show. Whoever wants to show up, come say hi. They're so accessible, and I think that's what gives them such a fandom, is because people have this personal connection with them that you don't get from a lot of artists. It's really interesting.
Is Jonathan part of New Kids on the Block?
Yes.
Okay, so I got the right boy band.
Yes, I'm so proud.
I know. I mixed them all up between Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block.
I'm
pretty good with knowing NSYNC, but the reason I was bringing up Jonathan is I became a fan of his, not because of New Kids on the Block, but because of his show on HGTV where he restores old farmhouses. Mm-hmm. And he's really good at it.
Yeah.
And I just love his personality and what he does on that show. And when the first time I came across it, I'm like, hey, wait, is that that guy who was in the
that
one
group?
Of those boy bands?
One of those boy bands?
Yes.
Well, they're men now.
I know that.
And they are still very, very relevant, because that hotel last week, and I'm sure this weekend throughout the entire residency, was jammed with Jessicas.
Jessica!
Yes.
Jessica!
Okay. I'm dying to see that show, by the way. I've heard it's fantastic. I've seen them in concert a few times. They put on an amazing show. It's energy, 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 hit, hit, hit. They know what their audience is, and they play to it. It's so good.
Seriously, I'm back in the elevator right now. I'm back in the elevator right now. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Just another fabulous John and Tammy Food Fund stop yesterday afternoon at Fraser Farms in La Mesa.
Not only did you guys step up and bring so much non-perishable food items for the San Diego Food Bank, it's always great when we get to meet you and find out a lovely story. So we're with Joe, and Joe, you've been a longtime listener at KSON, and you wanted to share a story with us.
Yeah, really, I want to share a story and say thank you for, at 8 a.m., always playing the national anthem. I think it's crazy important to do that, and what I was able to do when dropping off my daughter to school always during that time, for years, we started talking about the national anthem, why it's important, why she puts her hand on her heart, patriotism, pride in our country is extremely important in our family. And I remember a couple different times I would be making a turn, both hands on the steering wheel, of course, and I would get scolded, Daddy, hand on your heart, and things like that. So it was a really cool teaching opportunity and a learning opportunity that we wouldn't have gotten if we were just listening to a song driving down the road. So very cool. Thank you guys for doing that. And I hope you guys always do it. It's
Thank
awesome.
You. We will. We'll never stop doing it. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Next week, our final food fund of the fall. Really? Already?
I know.
Fraser Farms in Vista. So we're heading back to North County.
Mm-hmm. And this is an afternoon one again next Thursday. So once again, a happy hour, John and Tammy Food Fund from 4 to 6 at Fraser Farms in Vista. And we're going to have a special appearance by local musician Davey Rocket.
Which means a brand new food fund song, which we still have not written, but we will have it done by next week.
Okay.
And another chance for you to win KSON Country Christmas tickets. That show's been sold out for months, but you stop by our food fund. Who knows? Maybe you're going to be going. Vista, next Thursday, 4 to 6, John and Tammy's Food Fund on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
I think the word we're going to stick with today is wonky.
Wonky. A very specific, scientific, meteorological term.
Wonky.
Jody Kodesh is certainly not wonky. She is our resident expert meteorologist. She's entrepreneur, social media queen. I mean, what doesn't she do? Not to mention wife, mother. We love her.
Feel free to call me wonky today.
You know what? I think you'd own it, Jody.
I will own it because I am telling you, this weather forecast is the wonkiest of wonky forecasts.
So
it really is.
We can just go ahead and assume, tell me if I'm wrong, we are going to get wet this weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
So it does look like we are going to get wet, in fact, very wet, heavy rain at times, and chance of thunderstorms. So any rain we've seen so far has been light in comparison to what we're expecting later this afternoon and evening and also tomorrow on Saturday.
This is so my... I was supposed to be taking my girlfriend Sam to her first ever SeaWorld Christmas extravaganza tomorrow because she's from Nashville. Okay, she moved here and she's like, is there a weather day? I'm like, oh, Sam, that's adorable. That's adorable. Bless your heart. And look at this. Now she's going to rub my face in it possibly.
The rain not only coming this weekend and stuff, but it kind of is sticking around for next week as well, too, right?
Yeah, so what we have is kind of a conveyor belt of little storms headed our way, some bigger than others. And so we have this storm system that we're going to be tracking for tonight and also for Saturday. And then we may on Sunday, as it departs, get a few little lingering showers, but it's just a brief break because on Monday, we are tracking a secondary storm that looks like Monday into Tuesday. So we keep a chance of showers in the forecast almost every day next week.
Okay.
Boy, that should make rush hour so fun. Yeah.
Wonky weather.
Well, this forecast has been crazy. This storm system's just been twirling out in the ocean, and we've been tracking it. And all of the computer models, all of the runs have been getting it different and getting it wrong every day. And so now we're starting to get a better handle on it, except for this storm system, when it comes from a meteorological perspective, is trash.
That's awesome. Wonky and trash. You are a scamp.
It's so funny because you painted a picture in my head when you said it was twirling out over the ocean. You know, when a little girl gets her first sparkly dress and she puts it on and she's showing off and she twirls around in it and then doesn't want to take it off, she keeps twirling around. That's kind of like what this storm is doing. Did you see it? Did you see how pretty I look when I turn? Let me do it again.
You see it that way. But as a weather forecaster, I see it more as like a stubborn teenager doing donuts out in the ocean.
Oh.
Just because they're bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Jody, thank you so much for taking a few moments of your morning. We always love it when you make time for us because you know you're our favorite.
And you're my favorite.
Thank you, Jody. Keep being a wonky girl.
I will. You too.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Melissa's in Solana Beach. What's going on, Melissa?
Hey. How are you guys?
Really well. Appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy. See you later.
All right. Good luck.
Melissa, 5 pop culture questions for you. You managed to get more right than Tam. You will get $100. Also want to let you know that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
A 21-year-old woman in Florida was caught super speeding at 107 miles per hour because she claims she was trying to make it to Little Caesars before they closed. Little Caesars' slogan is hot and what?
Hot and ready.
A demo from the original Disney Channel TV musical that gave Zac Efron his start showed off his actual singing voice. In the finished movies, the vocals were done by another singer. What is the show?
High School Musical.
Dolly Parton shared her secret to aging, quote, if you allow yourself to get old, you will. I say, I ain't got time to get old. Is Dolly older or younger than 80?
Younger.
The new Fear Factor with host Johnny Knoxville will debut on Fox in January. Who hosted the original Fear Factor?
Joe Rogan.
Tom Felton returned to the role that made him famous, making his Broadway debut in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. What character did Tom play in Harry Potter?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
All right. Let's get Tam back in. So, Melissa, what's happening with you today?
I'm headed to the gym. My kids are all at school, and I'm going to try to get something in before all the rain.
Good for you. What are you giving me that look for?
We've had several contestants who mentioned this week that they were at the gym or just coming home from the gym, and the first question he asked them all, what day is it? Is it glutes day? But that's interesting.
Okay, I did not ask them all. I asked one dude on Monday. I would never be so rude to ask Melissa if she was working out her buttock area, okay? Melissa wants to share that information with us. She can.
Okay. I'll see. I'm hoping more cardio. We'll see.
You see, Tammy? Thank goodness this is not live. No one can hear this.
Okay.
Melissa did 4 out of 5. Really nice job. Good showing, Melissa.
Oh, my gosh.
Tammy, a 21-year-old woman in Florida was caught super speeding at 107 miles per hour. Why? Because she had to get to Little Caesars before it closed. Little Caesars' slogan is hot and what?
Hot and ready.
That's correct. 1-1. Melissa knew that. Tammy, a demo from the original Disney Channel's TV musical that gave Zac Efron his start showed off his actual singing voice. In the finished movie, the vocals were done by another singer. What's the show?
High School Musical.
Yeah, I did not know that. I thought that was him all along. 2-2. Dolly Parton shared her secret to aging. Quote, if you allow yourself to get old, you will. I say I ain't got time to get old. Is Dolly older or younger than 80?
She's older.
Dolly's 79.
Oh,
she's turning 80.
I thought she was 81.
Not yet, which means right now it's Melissa 3, Tammy 2.
Whoa.
And that means, Tammy, you got to get these next two right, or you're going to lose $100 to Melissa today. Do you know that?
I do, John.
Okay. Tammy, the new Fear Factor with host Johnny Knoxville will debut on Fox in January. Who hosted the original Fear Factor?
Joe Rogan.
Can't watch that show. Just can't do it. Anything with people lay down and things crawling on them or eating some crazy crap. No, can't do it. Yeah. Won't watch it. 4-3, Melissa, because she nailed that one too. Tammy, you got to get this right. And here's even better news. It's a Harry Potter question.
Oh, for the love of God, really?
Tom Felton returned to the role that made him famous, making his Broadway debut in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. What character did Tom play in Harry Potter?
Oh, God, like I saw some reviews.
After all these years, you'd think you'd catch one movie.
I know, you think I would.
I've
only seen parts, and I watched a little bit about the making of it with the kids with my daughter once.
Sure,
but
sure.
Voldemort?
Tom Felton is the tragically misunderstood Draco Malfoy. What just happened? Melissa just won $100. Melissa!
I can't believe it! Oh, my gosh!
Look at you, so good. All right, so $100, that's great news, but here's even better news.
You have a pair of tickets now to go see the Frontmen. They're the lead singers of the bands Restless Heart, Lone Star, and Little Texas. They'll be at the California Center for the Arts in Escondido on December 4th.
Awesome.
Melissa, great job. And best of all, you get to say this.
I'm Melissa in Solana Beach, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
What is more uncomfortable when you're in a vulnerable position with a doctor and then they ask you what you do for a living and then they realize who you are as they're staring at certain things?
Oh, okay.
We've all gone through that.
That vulnerable position. Gotcha.
Oh, I listen every morning.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Or you're in that vulnerable position and the doctor is hot.
Oh.
What would you rather have?
I know. John, I know that if it was a hot female doctor when you went through your colonoscopy.
No. No, I purposely found the ugliest doctor I could. I want nothing. I want nobody hot anywhere near that area. Are you kidding me? I'm just joking. I forgot the doctor who gave me my colonoscopy, but I'm sure he's a very handsome guy. Yes, I don't remember.
Yeah. You would say no, wouldn't you?
No, 100%. 100%.
Producer Jessica, I don't know what's worse. I know. You know, because it never fails in what we do for a living that when someone asks what you do, you almost don't want to say anything because you're like, can we wait till I have pants on? I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
It's a unique thing to us, I know, but it's so uncomfortable. I just had the experience this week where they're asking me what I do, and I'm like,
Scale of 1 to 10, how awkward of a position were you in, 10 being the worst?
10.
Oh, okay. That awkward?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, ladies, you know what we got to do, we got to do.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Was it a hot doctor, or were they asking what you do while they were examining you?
This one wasn't hot, but I have had the hot doctor before. Luckily, that doctor didn't ask me what I do for a living. Thank God.
That would be even worse.
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah,
I would make up. I would make up a profession.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I think that we could agree all between the three of us that the hot doctor would be the worst in the embarrassing thing rather than asking you what you do for a living and they might know you.
Take it even further. What if it's a hot doctor that listens?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 833-287-1037. Help! I have a hot doctor.
This is a really interesting conversation. Yeah. I never thought about the stress that a hot doctor could bring. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Producer Jessica was sharing how when she was at a recent medical appointment, she was uncomfortable with the doctor asking where she worked, because heaven forbid that they listen to you, and you're in that really vulnerable position. But then she said, is that more uncomfortable or having a hot doctor more uncomfortable when you're in that vulnerable position? 833-287-1037.
Wendy in Ramona is screaming, help! I've got a hot doctor!
That was probably about 10 years ago, and I had the surgeon, because I was going to have a surgery, and he was one of those older, devastatingly handsome guys, and I was always kind of giddy around him when I would have to go in. So I brought my daughter with me one time, and she was probably 18 at the time. And she's like, oh my God, Mom, he is so cute. I'm like, right? So the time came for me to have the surgery, and I'm in the operating room and they're prepping me. And as the anesthesiologist came in to put me under, as I'm going under, I look over and I said, oh, by the way, my daughter says you're hot. And everybody in the room just kind of turned and looked at him and just started laughing. And then I went under, and that was all I remember.
Can you even imagine being so hot?
No.
And a surgeon.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's something he's heard before.
Oh, I would imagine a ton of times, especially with everybody laughing.
I'm sure he did, but probably not when someone's about to go under surgery and you're about to have this guy perform a surgery on you. And ever since then, when I went in, I was like, I can't bring my daughter. I was just, there's no way. I can't do it.
Yeah, besides, you don't want to share your daughter with a hot doctor. Come on now. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you.
This is going to be interesting. Sam, a dude in San Ysidro, help! I've got a hot doctor!
Okay, so I go in for this appointment because I got a cyst, and the medical assistant is a friend of mine I played softball with. And he's like, you know, what's going on? So I tell him about it, and he's like, okay, I'll bring the doctor in. And sure enough, she's gorgeous. And she just comes straight down to business. She's like, all right, drop your drawers and lay down on the table. And I'm like, oh, boy. So I had to put my in the air for this woman, and eventually she leaves. And I'm like, dude, why didn't you tell me she was hot? Let me show you my
Wow, Sam, I'd like to say it's a pleasure talking to you, but...
Oh, poor guy. Can you imagine being in his shoes?
Yes. I totally can.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
I had a similar situation with two rather attractive medical assistants were taking care of a very personal issue of mine.
Oh, honey.
Let's just go ahead and say it wasn't my best moment.
Oh, John. Totally relate to Sam?
I completely relate to Sam, so much so that I was not laughing during that story. I was thinking about my exact situation. Not the exact situation, but a moment of real, real deep discomfort.
Help, my doctor's hot, and why do I have to be in this position to see them?
And two of them? God's cruel joke. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.